You might have heard Ross and Russell earlier on talking about the state government and the chances they might make a change to stamp duty. The proposition is a simple one. Instead of paying 5% up front in stamp duty when you buy a house, instead you might pay 0.5% a year over 10 years. Sounds like a good idea. You know, how much better would it be not to have to fork out, you know, an extra $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 the day you buy a house? It's not going to happen. And it's not going to happen because the state government cannot afford it. Stamp duty is now more than a third of the state government's revenue, right? And the idea that they'll give up the initial hit and allow that revenue to be spread out over 10 years, it just isn't going to happen. We're in so much debt in this state, we simply can't afford it. So it's a good idea to get rid of the 5% stamp duty and replace it with a lower but annual land tax that might last 10 years, for example. But Tim Pallas and Jacinda Allen and essentially all of us, because it's our budget, they can't afford it. 133693, mornings at 3RW.com.au. But stamp duty is a nasty tax because it stops people moving house when they need to move house. It stops people upsizing or downsizing because you've got to pay that massive penalty every time you buy a house, 5%. In the 1990s, stamp duty was only about 11% of state revenue. As I said, it's now pushing a third. And that's why the government simply can't reform it, because in the short term, they can't afford it.